This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Vaughn Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. Now here is your host, Jason Bishop.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Vaughn Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and of course by Catch 228, our host. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. All right, Coach, so I think before we can start talking about the 2016 campaign, that we actually need to back up to the 2015 campaign, as you guys were picked the preseason.
Is that me?
I think that's you. We'll move it.
There we go. Well, maybe.
All right. There we go.
Yeah.
So the 2015 campaign, Coach, you guys were not picked to do very much, and you ended up making the playoffs. Talk a little bit about that momentum and what you told your kids coming into the 2016 campaign from last year.
Lucky for us, we graduated as four seniors, so most of our kids came back for the campaign. You know, we started eight freshmen last year, and we got those guys right back. And, you know, we felt pretty good about our chances even last year, being in contention of playing for the region, finishing second. This year, you know, I think we're going to be right in the thick of it. We've got a lot of experienced kids. We're focusing on a lot of different things. Our kids are doing a great job. We've had a great day of practice today, probably one of the best ones we've had in a long time. We're pretty excited. You know, the season's upon us. There's no turning back. We kick off on Friday night, and so we're really excited about what's going on. I feel like our experience from last year is going to really help us down the road.
Coach, I think it's very easy to be excited what's going on. For the first time, you guys went and won a 7-on-7 tournament, and you did really well in every tournament that you played in. Talk a little bit about that leading into the season as well.
Well, we knew that our skill set kids were pretty talented, you know, and then we decided to take the kids to some 7-on-7 tournaments, and we went to the South Georgia Adidas one, and we won it, and then it took us to the state tournament, which I think there was 66 teams. We finished 7th out of 66 teams, or 6th, something like that, and did really good. And then we went to Florida State, and we won the Jimbo Fisher 7-on-7 down there with, I want to say about 50 teams in it, and we won it, so... very exciting with our skill kids. I thought we got a lot of great reps, and the kids got to know each other better and better, and it was just a overall good experience for our kids, getting some success early on, and knowing what we were doing was working.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, Coach, so you've had the chance, your team's had the chance to put on the pads already in a scrimmage game. You trucked up I-95 all the way to South Carolina. You took on Hilton Head Prep. What did you gather from your team from last Friday?
We were very businesslike, and it was good. What I've gathered from our bunch is we're coaching the finer things, the finer points. They're doing a really good job. They're focusing on their lanes, their angles. You know, we're still working on the offense, defensive lines. We're trying to figure out our rotations to get guys on and off the field. But for the most part, I felt like we went up to Hilton Head, and we kind of overwhelmed them a little bit. Our defense scored 3 times, and the offense scored 5 times in 20 plays. So we had 8 touchdowns in less than their 20 plays and our offense in 20 plays. So it was pretty one-sided. But I thought our younger kids that come in and service our older kids and stuff, they played really well. And that was the whole goal for that scrimmage, was to go, those guys get live reps against a different opponent than running them out on a Friday night and them trying to figure out what was going on. So for them to get that experience and get 40 reps or more, was valuable for them, so they'll be ready and very exciting.
Coach, I got a text that Friday night. I sent a text, and I don't even remember who it came from, asking for a score, and I got a text back, and they said, we actually are not going to keep score, and it's probably a good thing that we didn't.
Yeah, just trying to keep it in perspective. We just did what we needed to do. We focused on certain areas instead of worrying about trying to score points. We were focusing on certain areas and the aspect of the game, and I thought our kids did a really good job. They responded. They played well. You know, they did what we asked them to do and just go out and execute, and they've done a great job so far. I'm very excited about the direction we're going.
You talk about the direction you're going. What's been your message to your team? Because I heard someone tell me the other day, Fred Rico looks like Valwood. And if you know GISA, that's a huge compliment. So what have you been telling your kids in the offseason?
What we told our kids in the offseason is we put three scores on every weight rack that we went, and all three of them had right beside it, what are you doing different today that we can beat these guys right here and change the score? And they've bought into it. Coach Riquette hammered it in their head in that weight room. Our kids have gotten bigger. They've gotten stronger. They've gotten faster. And they've got a year of experience under their belt, which makes them a ton further along for us. As the aspect of understanding the game, it comes easy to them now. We're able to move guys around, and they're learning multiple positions. And what I have to say, most of all, is the coaching staff's done an outstanding job of utilizing the tools that we have and putting us in right spots to make plays. And that offseason right now, being compared to Valwood is a compliment, but, you know, we got to go beat them to claim that title.
Coach, I think the scary thing for me is when I look at your team, I know how good they are, and then I look at how many underclassmen you have, especially that sophomore class. That is scary that you've got those kids for three more years.
Yeah, it's not scary. I get to go home and sleep good at night. I'm excited about that group of kids. I'm excited about all of our kids. You know, we've got some great leadership out of our seniors. Our junior class is busting it. Our sophomore class has got a lot of great talent. Our freshman kids, we're finding three or four or five freshmen out of that class that's stepping up. What it does is when you have that group of kids that push everybody, it accelerates your program. And then you get these leaders that step up and do everything. And right now, the program's just accelerated. The speed of the game, the speed of our team, the size of our team. No one wants to let the next guy down. And our biggest focus right now is we know we have some great individuals. But for us to be successful and to do what we want to do, we have to play as a team, play as a unit. And that's been our message here lately. We've been hammering home team. We all wearing the same thing. We all dress the same when we work out. We're doing everything, all the little bitty things. And I think it's going to have a great outcome for us.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Catch 228 in Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island is your home for the best seafood around. Oysters, shrimp, fish, you name it. Not to mention your island home for NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball Extra Innings, College Game Day, and so much more. Catch 228 is also your home for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and a proud Frederica Academy supporter. So stop on in any night of the week for the best time on St. Simon's and find us on Facebook. Go Knights!
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Fred Rica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location from Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, I-95 Toyota, Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and by Jessup Furniture. All right, Coach, so we talked about the scrimmage game. We've talked about everything that you guys have done in the offseason to get yourself prepared. So Friday night, it's time to get serious. You put the pads on for real. Talk a little bit about this week's practice heading into the game.
We talked about it with the kids today. I thought that execution-wise, we struggled a little bit Monday, but it's a Monday. That's an install period. And then yesterday, we had great effort. I mean, the effort yesterday was outstanding. And then today, I thought we had great effort and great execution. And we just worry about us. Right now, we're worried about us. What we can control is what we're going to control. The kids have done a great job. I thought today was a really, really good practice. They were very focused. They were in and out. We were getting drills done. It was really good. Everything we worked on Monday and Tuesday, they fully executed today in practice, that speaks volumes. When you're doing things in stages, the kids did a really good job. And I feel like after today's practice, we have a pretty good understanding of what's going to go on Friday night. Of course, it's the first game. They could come out anything, but we've tried to prepare them just about for everything that they can see on defense. And offensively, whatever they do, they're going to be wrong, because we got an answer for just about anything on offense right now.
Talk a little bit about that, Coach, because every year, you know, your team changes a little bit. So what are going to be the strengths of this Fred Rica team, and what are going to be some of the things that you kind of want to stay away from?
Offensively, our strength's perimeter. We got speed all over the place, and we're going to use it to our advantage. But at the same time, you know, I thought at one point the O-line, D-line, it was trying to find those musical chairs, find those guys in those right spots. But I'll tell you what, those guys have really, the last 2 weeks, the O-line and D-lines have really stepped up. They have they've taken over the interior. They've called it their home. We've got about 12 or 14 kids that they've staked the claim, and they're going to work, and they're very unselfish. They don't care who's in and who's not, but they're rotating around. They're trying to stay fresh. Big thing, obstacle for us is making sure we got kids on and off the field, and we're doing everything at 100%.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, Coach, so you're getting ready for Georgia Christian. You do get them in the Bloody Marsh over on St. Simon's. What are you preparing for? What do you think Georgia Christian is going to bring?
We didn't get any film, so this was by phone. They're going to be running the spread. That's good for us. We like to play spread teams. We like to be able to run. And then we also, they said they're going to be in a base 4-4 defense. We've seen that already. So our offense and defense, we've done a lot of different things. Our defense has seen the spread all summer. That's what we've been running offensively. So if they can generate the kind of speed that we generate, then they're going to be pretty solid at it. But offensively, we've seen the 4-4 defense, and we're pretty well prepared for it, a 4-3 or a 50. So we'll be ready to go in any magnitude, whatever they do. I think right now the coach has done a good job the last 3 days of preparing our kids for anything that runs out there.
Coach, on your football team, there's one kid in particular that gets a lot of hype. That's Jayshon Sheffield. But as you know, one person doesn't win or lose games. It's a team effort. So I want to talk a little bit about the kids that we expect to hear a lot from for the night season, other than Jayshon.
There's 31 other ones besides Jayshon, and I expect you to hear quite a bit from about all of them. I feel like right now that they all contribute in some form or fashion for our team. I'm excited with them that they're learning. Even our freshmen have done a good job of picking it up. You know, I think you start going through it, you look at some of the things that we do, our offense with us throwing the football, Gavin has to be effective on Friday night and getting the ball out. Our wide receivers have to do a good job on the perimeter of blocking. But our skill kids, that some of them that kind of go unnoticed that we don't think about in the backfield, I think Isaiah Jackson is going to be a kid that want to make a little bit of a statement early on. He does a really good job running the ball, but at the same time, with him running the ball, you have to look at our O-line. Those guys up front that get it done, and they don't get a lot of glory, but you got to think about our 13 or 14 guys that rotate in and out, and they're going to do a good job. We also have those perimeter players, Jalen Simpson, Patrick Brunson. You got all those, Chris Myrick, gosh, Luckett McEwen, Brant Mitchell. I got all those skill guys on the outside that make things happen. And, you know, I think it's going to be an exciting year with some of those guys. Jayshon's going to draw a crowd, but there's going to be some people that open some eyes, too, at the same time.
Coach, let's talk about your region. Obviously, I think everybody is well aware of how good you guys are going to be based on what you did last year and then what you've got coming back. Talk about some other teams in that region that are going to be, I mean, it's going to be a tough region.
Yeah, Pinewood is the preseason number one overall in AAA, and they're in our region. They graduated, I want to say, maybe six, seven guys. So they're going to be ranked number one coming in. And then I think there's us, and you got Bullock, who's usually strong. They're going to come in. They're going to try to run the spread. They're pretty talented, usually. Then you've got Edmund Burke. I'm not sure what they're going to be in. They used to be in the wishbone, but they may try to spread it out and run the eye a little bit. And then Trinity Dublin, they're going to be in the wing tee and run a 50 front up front. But, you know, the thing with us is if you avoid injuries and keep people healthy and teach people multiple positions and keep people rolling in and out, we have a good chance to be right in the middle of the region. And our goal is to win the region. And then just win each playoff game. Our goal is to win one game at a time and take care of business.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse, Coach, but, man, winning that region with Pinewood in the same region, that would go a long way for your program, wouldn't it?
Yes. Anytime you can get a region championship, it goes a long way for your program. And our goal is to win the region championship. You know, if we can beat Pinewood and dethrone a few people along the way, I feel pretty good about it. But, you know, the biggest thing for us is staying injury-free and staying focused one game at a time and taking care of our business and keeping everybody healthy and keeping the energy in the game. It's a long football season. You got to play 10 straight.
One thing I've noticed about your schedule, you mentioned those region games. All of those region games are back-to-back-to-back at the end of the year. That's got to be concerning, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, they have to play all of their games back to back to back too at the end of the region. So, you know, those first six games kind of get you ready. We're going to iron the kinks out, and those last four, that's the ones that's the moneymaker. It seeds you for your playoff position. And our goal is to be at home in the playoffs and then go to Mercer. So it's pretty simple what we're trying to accomplish.
All right. We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza next to Loco's, has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh, it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon Seafood and check them out on Facebook. St. Simon Seafood, the island's only fresh seafood market. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors? Coolers? Suntan oil? Beach chairs? Ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Coastal Computer Consulting LLC is a Golden Isles premier IT service provider. Their team of friendly technicians provide expert service and support for businesses and residential clients. Windows or Mac, they've got your back. As a Microsoft Silver partner, you can be sure you're getting the highest level of service. 383 Sylvan Boulevard on St. Simon's behind Cafe Frederica, 912-634-1691, or connect online, coastalcpu.com, and check them out on social media. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, when you dream of buying or building the very best. Vaughn Realty Group prides itself on the highest level of real estate service with state-of-the-art technology, cutting-edge marketing, and a social media approach to stand out in the market. Call Julie Vaughn, 571-7451, located between Ember and Sweet Mamas in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center on St. Simons. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, Your satisfaction is our success.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island. This segment brought to you by Vaughn Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Parker's. Coach, I don't think that we can say enough about the Frederica following in the fan base, because here we are doing our first show of the season. School hasn't even officially started, and the patio is completely packed out by Frederica fans here at Catch 228. That's insane.
Well, anywhere we go, they're going to follow. But the fan base is outstanding. They're great. They are always there behind us 100%. Win or lose, they push the kids. You know, they're going to follow. They love to be at the games. You need to sneak up there at some point in time and go to the tailgate party. That's what you need to do. They have a nice little tailgate party there. I'm not going to lie. But it's,
I'll be free this year.
Well, listen, if you can get to the tailgate party, you're doing good. It's a shindig now. It's a big deal. It's, like I said, the fans are great. It's been a great community for us football-wise. And, you know, the support is endless for us, and they've been outstanding.
Coach, we were talking a little bit about your schedule, and we talked about the region part of your schedule. Boy, you sure don't believe in taking games off in the non-region part either. You got Valwood, Holy Spirit, Georgia Christian, Memorial Day, all on your schedule. Good Lord, Coach.
Yeah, I've always lived by the Ric Flair motto: if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. Yep, and that edge. So we've got to figure out what everybody else looks like, and we're going to go out there and we're going to take our talents to the field, and we're going to challenge everybody. And I think for us, it just keeps making us better and better. We got to step our game up, and I think right now our kids have done an outstanding job getting themselves prepared.
Talking about getting prepared, Coach, let's take a little closer look at Georgia Christian. I mean, it's a really good football team. My question, I guess what I'm curious about is, I don't believe that they have made the trip to St. Simon's. This might be their first one. Am I wrong?
No, that's going to be their first time coming to St. Simon's. I think it's the first time we've ever played. I don't know too much about them, but I know that they're kind of a favorite in their region, in AA, to win their region, I think. And so for us, it's going to be a challenge. First game, you got to get the jitters out and get everything taken care of, and the kids, the adrenaline's going to affect some of the kids. First 6 minutes, you're on that high, and then you have to settle into it. And we got to just iron out the mistakes. If we can survive the first 6-7 minutes and don't do anything to soap on our own foot or anything, I think we'll be okay.
Speaking of stepping on your own foot, Coach, last year you had a freshman quarterback in Gavin Williams, and at times, boy, it looked brilliant. And then sometimes you can see the growing pains.
Right.
In the offseason, where are we with Gavin Williams? Because you and I both know how talented he is.
He's gotten better and better. There's still times. Yesterday was a day that I wanted to pull my hair out. But there's days that he does really well, and there's days, he's a sophomore. And he's played 11 games, really only 9 in high school. He's got hurt for one and 6 for another. So he's only played 9 high school football games, so by game 15, I'm going to feel like at this point he's going to be a wily veteran. But right now, we've still got a few things to iron out. For example, he's got to look people off. Don't look at his targets where he's got to be. He's got to look people different ways. He's got to get the pre-snap reads a little bit better, a little quicker. But right now, he's doing a good job orchestrating the offense, and I feel pretty good with his progression.
What role or roles are we going to see Jayshon Sheffield participate in on offense?
He'll be at the tailback position for the most part right now. I mean, we'll motion him out of the backfield and do some stuff. Defensively, he'll play some stuff on defense in our, what we call our joker or strong safety position. And then he'll also play a little bit of corner there. But he'll be used in different areas, none of which that we're going to try to scheme during the week to have different packages for different people. We know that when he goes in motion, that 6 guys are going to go guarding. So why would we turn around and throw it to him with 6 people on it when we can throw it to somebody over here that's nobody guarding? And we've talked about it. This is something I told him he's going to have to get used to, because when he gets off the bus, they're going to say, oh, there's number 1. We got to guard him. So at times he's got to be a decoy.
Jayshon's Tayshaun Sheffield, one other thing I want to touch on with him. Oh, by the way, this is the Frederick Academy show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. He was on the cover of the Southern Sports Edition recently, and I had the opportunity to meet him and seemed like a great, great kid. And that million-dollar smile, I think, would probably get him out of a lot of trouble down the road if he ever needed it.
Yeah, he uses that smile sometimes. It doesn't work with me anymore. You know, he's got a lot of talent, you know, like a lot of our kids. And I think that's going to be something that becomes very evident with all the guys there that you got him, but we got these guys that surround him that are just outstanding, too. And I think people are going to take notice to some of those other guys. And, I'm really excited because it's not a one-trick pony. I know a lot of people think that's what we're going to be, but it's not. We got a lot of guys we get the ball to, and we're going to make a very concerted effort to get the ball to different people because you and I know that they're going to try to take number one out of the game. So we're going to make our guys make plays, and it's going to be an exciting year for us.
I'm actually looking forward to watching the opponent's coaches scratching their head on the sideline when they are double and triple teaming Jayshon and they're still getting beat by three touchdowns and well, someone else has caught eight passes for 100 yards.
That's our goal. And, you know, our coaches have done a great job of getting guys in positions. And Coach Cannon does a great job offensively of strategizing who's touching the ball, when they're touching the ball, and how they're going to touch the ball, and what role and capacity. It's been a lot of nights that we stay up there till 9:30, and we get questioned a lot, where are you at? And that's what we're doing, is trying to figure out our offensive line rotations, who's getting the ball out there in the flats, and a lot of those things that we do. I know a lot of people don't see it, but you walk into my room right now, it looks like a bingo board. There's letters across the top, and then there's numbers under it, and it's where we got rotations and stuff set up. So it should be exciting. I feel like they're a very solid football team that they bought into being unselfish and playing for each other.
And maybe a little different than years past. I think maybe it was last year that you had maybe 21 or 22 on the roster. Maybe the year before. This year you're going 30 deep.
We are. We're 32 deep. We're very excited to have 32 kids that are fully functioning, that's able to go and making progress. Maybe we might sneak a couple more in the back door here before school starts. But right now, you know, we got 32 kids that's been working really hard, and they're working as a unit. And that's the key. Keep playing as a team.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Catch 228 on St. Simon's in Redfern Village and join us every single Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Brandon Derrick Show. And in case you can't be here and you miss a show, you can log on thesouthernsportsedition.com. It will be streaming on demand starting tomorrow morning for you Frederick fans. All right, well, I'm Jason Bishop. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Jason Bishop for Coach Brandon Derrick signing off.